Now Tralee Rugby are getting set for the Munster Division 1 Cup Final, where they play Innes.
Innes Carush, yeah.
The two clear teams you're playing.
Yeah,
absolutely. At once. All in the one field. And delighted to have joining us Tigger as usual. You're probably on three or four visits now at this stage. You're really moving up now at this stage. You know, you're one of the regular guests at this stage. Rob Dern, very nice to meet you. Emma Dunnigan.
Yes, Dunnigan.
We were talking about you 2 weeks ago. And we have Vanessa Dineen and we have Ashley Sheehy back again.
Yeah.
Haven't retired yet, no?
No, I have a face for this now. So.
You're getting good at this, absolutely. And you're spreading the word through the school as well.
Yeah, principally we're the only school still in Tralee with rugby for girls, so
and
we're going to keep going that way.
Steal as many players as you can.
A lot of the time, like Tigger does development days for us, and we always get club players up to the club, and it's great.
Yeah.
And it's more comfortable going with your friends from school rather than maybe one friend and coming up to the club, so it's a comfortable environment.
Yeah. Tigger, we're getting to a stage where you're kind of regulars on this, and we've been following, I suppose, your history, and I suppose we started off saying it was lovely and it was a great bit of fun, and last year we were saying, you know, how it's developing and growing and maybe some of the challenges that you have, that you don't have a lot of players and you're getting new players, and now we're talking about getting to a final.
Yeah, so Division 1 final against Innes Kilrush this year in the Cup. So it's another push on from last year. Last year we finished the season with 17 players. We're now a squad touching into the 30s. So the promotion of the game has been fantastic, and Radio Kerry helping that as well, like, you know. Just so anybody out there knows that if they want to give women's rugby a go, and senior rugby, Tralee is the place for them to come, you know.
And of course, when we're talking about it, I mean, you beat Dolphin, you beat UL Bowes. I mean, you know, we're at a level within that structure now where I suppose you're just not beating your next door neighbours down the road, but we're at a level. Does that kind of help you to encourage more players in when they see that? I mean, you beat Dolphin 36-0. I mean, on paper, that looks like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an interesting game. Kaya got her first try, brilliant try.
I know, we all heard about it loads of times. Yeah.
Amazing. So yeah.
She picked it up in her own area and went all the way down.
Yeah,
the line.
She picked it up in just her own 22 and then ran all the way down,
No, she said closer to her own try line.
Oh, her try line, she got her in the terrace, actually.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so out through the car park and around for a try.
But yeah, look, the girls are fantastic. Their dedication to the sport is unbelievable, but it's still an environment where anybody can just jump in and give it a go. We've a new girl, Jerry May, who's only started 3 weeks ago. And she loves it. So we do try and take things seriously, but the fun crack is mighty, like, you know.
He tries to keep us serious.
I try.
We have too much fun, like. Enjoy it too much.
If you don't bring back the cup, you'll know how serious it is, it?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Definitely a tough pre-season coming up.
well, the positive about that is she's coming back anyway, so that's the positive. She's already signed up again for next year. Rob, I mean, what's it like to be involved? I mean, there's obviously great banter here. I mean, that obviously must be on the pitch as well, the training nights, the whole lot. But obviously, there's a serious side to it at times as well.
Yeah, there's a serious side to the club at the moment, I think. Look, my role is chairman at the moment, and we've seen a huge development over the last couple of years at girls rugby and women's rugby. You know, we have 200 kids up there every Saturday morning. We've 60 plus coaches. It's a brilliant setup. There's a good pathway there. Tigger has done phenomenal work to get to get kids playing through the schools and all the way up to senior level, and obviously the girls have done a phenomenal job over the last couple of years, and that's shone through to hopefully a win this weekend. Mm-hmm. So.
What did it mean for Tralee Rugby to have their name in the final programme, at least? I mean, obviously we're going to win and get over the line and bring home the cup and the whole lot, but I mean, you're in that circle where, you know, people say, oh yeah, Tralee, there's a history of rugby there, they're a good gang, they do a lot of development, and equally the women's section is growing hugely, isn't it?
Oh, massively. I think like I said, the girls have done a phenomenal job. I think women's sport in general is really starting to pick up throughout the country and the county. There's been huge growth in numbers. We see a lot of kids at the underage now. The split is not as wide as it was between male and female. The girls are obviously a big inspiration to younger girls playing. We see, you know, we see we have a brilliant 14s and 16s team this year, and that'll ultimately be a feeder for the senior for years to come. So yeah, we're really, really proud of them as a club, of course.
Mm-hmm. Emma, I mean, talks about this season. I mean, every time we bring back, it's all the great yes. crack and the fun that we have, and we all have that. Yeah. Right? But I mean, like getting to a final at this level, playing in Virgin Media
yeah.
Park the last
it's
day,
big stuff.
It is kind of big
yeah,
stuff, really.
Well, I've been training on and off with the seniors now for a while because, you know, still under the age and all. But I played my first senior match there like 3 weeks ago now, is it?
And how was that like?
Lovely. It's a big difference.
Lovely now is a big
You feel the difference when you're tackling them anyways.
I think opposition also felt the difference.
Oh,
she
my
was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. God.
Getting tackled by her. You feel it. weeks later.
It's a big difference from playing underage, but I actually love it. It's a nicer difference because you're actually playing with, like, you know, oh, what am I trying to say here? Trying to get...
And were you kind of itching to get going?
No,
obviously, we have to cross a certain date to get onto the senior team and the whole lot, but you're ready to go on your training and your thing. And then, you know, geez, that's my birthday. Fantastic.
Exactly.
I can go.
Yeah, no, I was looking forward to it completely because we were training with them so long. And then, you know, you see them playing the matches and you're on the sidelines and you're like, oh, God, just one day. But the day came anyways. And sure, I'm on a winning streak now. So hopefully Friday.
You're an unbeaten record.
Yes.
Not like Vanessa, who has not an unbeaten record. Yeah. How long are you there now, Vanessa?
Oh, God. Well, I joined when I was doing my master's in Cork. And that was like 23 before COVID, and like I suppose from my perspective I was probably late compared to the rest of the girls starting, but I suppose when you're coming into like a team that's like a family really, and you're going off each other and things like that, and it's a lot of crack as well. I'm winning stuff as well.
And actually it's that kind of sport. I mean, we have football and we have athletics and we have all the other sports as well. They do fantastic work. But there always seems to be more of a kind of a family bond in the dressing room with rugby, basically. I mean, obviously, it's the kind of sport that you're really depending on the player next door to you to maybe push you those 3 inches when you need to be pushed, or maybe catch the ball when you fling one out to the wing.
It's... like I play football, but I know at Clonmacken they put their body on the lines probably when they shouldn't, but with this team, like I've been here I think five or six years now, and I've played on like UL college as well. I had a great time, but just the local girls like coming together, and you have to mind the person beside you, even off the pitch. Like I found the support anyone can get off the pitch by us is amazing. Like if anyone needs anything, we're there for them, and there's loads of us. But like obviously on the pitch you have to mind the girl who has the ball, who's taking it in. You have to put your bodies on the line for each other to get the results you want, because we all at the end of the day we love playing each other, but we also love winning, and hopefully we can do that on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa, is there more responsibility on you when you hear Ashley saying, you know, I'm going to put my body on the line for the next player and the whole lot? Is that what you do? You go into the dressing room and no matter what happens, no matter whether you're having a good day or a bad day or playing well, the whole lot, the next tackle is the one that you have to make?
Yeah, exactly. Like I suppose like we just play together as much, and when you see the likes of Emma and he making tackles and like rucks and everything like that, it just drives you on really. And I suppose at the end of the day, like we have the crack when we're in the dressing room, but then like once we leave and we get out into the pitch, like it's all go, like, and I suppose clued on, as Tigger says, the head screwed on.
And myself and Vanessa are always have to sit beside each other in the dressing room, and we're always the last out.
Always last.
We're always the last one. Tigger's just like, I wonder who's the last one to come out the dressing room again.
Can't ask the question because you gave away the
same
answer.
Pre-match routine has to stay the same. We always have to be last out because we're talking.
Well, stay with us. After the break, we'll talk a bit about the match, and we might talk a bit about the national team as well, seeing that, you know, we done so well at the weekend, and it's another pathway and a whole lot going forward. We'll take a break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
Now Tralee Rugby, of course, are getting set for the Division 1 Munster Cup final when they play Ennis Kilrush at 7:45 next Friday evening in Richmond in Limerick, and we're kind of looking forward to it and having a great chat with all the gang. Tigger, away from all the fun and the whole lot, obviously a final is something you want to win. I mean, the preparation goes into it. How are preparations for it?
Preparation's going good. Thankfully this year one of my good friends decided to put on his coaching hat, so we got former Connacht, Munster, Asian, Highland Cup winner, Pro 14, John O'Sullivan to come coach. And
John O'Sullivan was a big name a couple of years ago. He was like one of the first. Whoa, he's going to France.
Exactly. Yeah. He, and his rugby knowledge is incredible. And he's come on board, and he goes through video analysis, and he'll be texting me at 12:30 at night, 1:00 at night, and telling me, right, this is the way we're going to beat it. So he basically has the whole thing planned out, what we're going to do, and then we implement it in training, and it's been a huge asset. So made a bold statement last year, didn't I, say we were going to bring home the tree, we're going to be brought home the tree. So this year, like, I honestly believe on Friday we'll come away with the win. It'll be a tight game, but yeah, I do think we'll come away with the win from, you know, the good work that's been done behind the scenes, and then the girls putting that together. Like, it'll be like the girls this year have been phenomenal. Total change in kicked on to another level.
Mm-hmm. You know? When you say kicked on to another level and people are listening at home, what does that mean? Is it more training? Is it more numbers? Is it the growth in the team naturally? I mean, teams grow over time too?
Yeah, teams grow, but with teams growing, there can be, you know, sometimes it can lead to conflict over places, but not this team. They've just accepted everybody as is. You know, and if there's a hard decision, that's a hard decision, and it's just made, and it's move on. But they just stick together all the time, which can make trainings interesting to try and keep them level headed, you know, and to do what we need to do.
And of course, when you have 30, I mean, you obviously have one of everybody now, you know, whereas before you mightn't have had two wingers, or you mightn't have had two full backs, or, you know, somebody gets injured, you're shoving somebody out of the centre, or maybe you're taking somebody out of the back of the scrum and putting them in the midfield or whatever. You have that cover now.
We have that cover now, but and you need it because we're playing so long, we're into May, bodies get tired, bodies get sore, so you need that. We need, like, any, as I say, anybody wants to come and join, more than welcome, because the more bodies, the more people, the better, like, you know. And it is, like, it's a testament to the girls. We have girls that are banged up, we've girls coming back from, got flights, early flights back from the US to play on Friday, girls that will be haven't played in two or three games that will be playing on Friday, you know, and because it's the last game of the season, so the commitment levels is through the roof by them.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And of course there's the pathway there for wearing the green jersey, of course. And I suppose you were all watching the Irish game over the weekend. You were all watching it, weren't you?
Yeah.
Before we talk about Ireland and where we are at the moment, are England just out of this world, are they?
I was actually at the France and England game. I was in Bordeaux. They're unbelievable to watch.
Aren't
amazing.
They?
Like, France did very well as well.
But when France competed very well. I mean, obviously, I suppose they gave away a few early scores too, and did the fullback come out and get intercepted? And they
just
gave
the absolute speed of them. Like, I've been to Ireland games, but when you have a full professional outfit, like, and trying for, like, some are professional on some team, like, the England squad's amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's great for young people to watch as well, like any age group.
And the attendances are out of this world, aren't they? The attendances are beginning to crowd. Bordeaux really had the crowd in.
Yeah, even Bordeaux, it was a record crowd. But even the atmosphere there, like the Allée Le Bleu, and it was just amazing, the support that was there for them. But the speed off of England was something else.
So you're supporting France, was it?
I was.
Underdogs.
Supporting the underdogs. And then you look back, and I get the whole thing about the pace of that. Obviously, the way, I suppose it wasn't intentional, but they kind of set up that first kind of played second and third were there. The Ireland and Scotland game, I was like, God, are we going to get over the line here or not? I mean, it looked, the pace was a small bit slower and the whole lot. There must have been a massive amount of nerves on the Irish team, because obviously the result was the big thing. If we get third, God almighty, the door opens, we're in the World Cup and off we go again. So did you see a lot of nerves on that Irish team?
I think so. Like, I suppose at the end of the day, like, they qualified and, like, they came third, so it was just an inspiration. And I suppose at the end
for
of the
a team
day,
that were largely written off, to be fair.
Yeah, and I suppose they had a very big defeat to England at that time as well. So obviously they were going on the backbone that they need to prove themselves, really.
To rally after a poor first half as well, it was massive.
Yeah,
It was a poor first half, wasn't it? I mean, their decision making seemed poor. I mean, they had a chance of taking 3 points, and they didn't bother with it, to be fair, and left maybe a few scores behind. But again, maybe nerves. Emma, no nerves?
No.
Will we get that green jersey someday?
Oh, we will, hopefully, please God, someday.
What's your pathway at the moment?
So in February I represented Munster, and I played two inter-pro games we played against Leinster and Ulster, and that was a great experience. You know, you make so many friends from the country. Like, I'm still friends with loads of the girls now, and you know, you'll be texting them and finding out how they're getting on. But I'm a part of a national talent squad now, so I train on a Monday. I'm supposed to be there at the moment, but I'm sick at the moment.
You're very sick at the moment.
No, we train on a Mondays and we do gym, and we go to the gym. We have a plan and we have a schedule for the week then that we must follow. Like, it's real business stuff now, with the business end of the side. Like,
are you surprised at the amount of work off the field that you
have? Big time. Do you know, it really opens your eyes when you get into something like this, and you kind of see the real side of like a proper, not proper athlete, that's the wrong way to put it, but one that's being watched and minded. Like, you're really, it's all about your body and what your body's able to do, and how, like, your day's training and like what you can do in the gym, it really impacts what you can do on the pitch as well. So you're really looked after in that sense.
Yeah.
And then we're looking forward to sevens at the end of this month. So hopefully I'll get on that.
Sevens is a different animal of a game.
Oh, it's a different animal of a team. Yeah. A game, sorry. Especially when you're a forward, you're keeping up with the backs and you're going, oh God, come on guys.
You'd be looking for the action tank, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. But it's a great game to play though. It is.
Do you know what? You have fun at it and you have a bit of crack with it,
But we'll say 15s for the moment.
No rumours
or nothing.
No.
Tigger, you're beginning to produce, as you said, more players, and because you have more players, obviously, I suppose after a while the quality rises and the whole lot, and the door opens for a lot more players as well, heading into maybe Munster, into the whole lot.
Yeah.
How hopeful would you be to see a pathway where, you know, a lot more girls, when we open the book, and we'll say, oh yeah, a Kerry girl, another Kerry girl.
The pathway, the amount of talented girls underage in Kerry is phenomenal, and they're making Munster squads, RDS squads, Keelan O'Shea down in Evora, Uvelli O'Regan playing, Ellie Cronin playing AIL, Emily O'Regan played AIL this year and is togging out on Friday as well. But I think with the pathway, the Munster setup is really, really good. But I do see an add-on when the likes of Emma and Emily go train with the likes of Ashley, go train with the likes of Anya, who's played at Munster, Siobhan McCourt, Katie Houlihan, Leisha. The fact that they go and train and play with these people definitely brings them up another level, which helps them in their pathway. Like, you know, for Emma there, in fifth year, playing senior rugby. I'm hoping that she'll find the sevens a bit easier because it's under 18 sevens, so she's killing people all
she
over.
She wants to run that test
in the women's league, so hopefully it'll be easier for her. You know, she'll find a huge difference.
Of course, it is exciting. I mean, obviously, you know, at any sport, you want to be the best in the county, you want to be the best in your province, and then you want to be the best, and then you want to move on to it as well. And yet, Tigger, you know, it's amazing because 2013, Ireland were the best. We beat England 25-0 then. I mean, obviously, I was a small journalist writing things and being sent to Ashbourne and these places, and Philip Doyle was God, and, you know, there was a whole new rake of names, and Siobhan Fleming was driving from Corra all the way up and doing that journey. Yeah. But Ciara Griffin came after, absolutely, and Siobhan was saying, God, there's a girl down here in Tralee who's better than me, and she'll be fantastic, and she ended up being the Kerry captain and the whole lot. Are we kind of pushing back up again? I mean, coming third in obviously, look, France and England are probably miles ahead of us at the moment, to be fair, but to finish ahead of all the rest of them and get that golden ticket and move in, that has to be the rebuild.
Yeah, 100%. The Irish setup, obviously, somebody took their eyes off the ball for a couple of years, but the IRFU have totally committed to women's rugby, both sevens and 15s, and I think bringing in the new coach, Scott Beaman, he's a different type of character. He wants good players with attitude, with good attitude. Mm-hmm. No negative players in the squad. So he's a player based coach. It's all about the player for him, and then he gets the performance out of the player.
Yeah. And you do get your reward in time, you know, if you give a player enough and confidence and the whole lot.
Yeah.
The reward is massive at the end of it.
It's huge. Like, just with my job working a bit in high performance and going into high performance, you see that it's all player based. They concentrate on the player. and then everything will look after itself after that. And that's what he seems to be doing. That Irish team seems to be in good form. There seems to be a good vibe around the camp, even if they take like they got pummeled by England, but they interviewed all the players, were like, we'll go away, we'll look at them, we'll come back from it. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did. They just put it to bed, you know, and moved on. And I was at the Wales game, and they were incredible at the Wales game. They were incredible. It was just scoring tries for fun. And then to watch Scotland, it was nervous for the first half, and then the second half they just kicked on a gear. And I think the big you know, it's a big deal when you see the ex-players in tears in the stand after they beat Scotland and qualified. You know, that kind of makes it, sums it up, that it was a big deal then to do that and get back into the World Cup, which is in England, which is growing over for the road from us, like, you know.
Sure, so, like you said, you have a player flying from America home. Sure, we can all fly to England in an hour.
Yeah.
Listen, girls, the very best of luck. You're going to be a very busy chairman, aren't you?
I'm a very busy chairman at the moment, yeah.
It's good to be a busy chairman, though.
It is. Oh, they're brilliant.
Absolutely. Emma, Vanessa, Ashley, the very best of luck. Tigger will be here again next year. You'll probably be here again. You're not retiring yet, are you?
No
interest in retiring?
No, definitely not.
I'm awful sad when
you can't leave. You can't leave. Vanessa won't let you leave.
Exactly. She's
sit beside you. Yeah.
Me and Vanessa will go together.
Yeah.
Can we ask you to play one song?
I don't do songs, but one.
You've been gone, Kelly Clarkson for Laura Collins.
Do you hear that, Mary?
Collins, yeah.
Laura Collins.
Yeah.
You'll have two chances on Tog Sussing of playing Kelly Clarkson.
We're playing the gym now.
We're playing in the gym. Oh, you must get back training.
Yeah, we're back in training now after this, straight up.
8 o'clock on the dot.
Yeah, Kai is waiting for us.
We're going to run up to the
top. No bad habits before the final. Listen, the very best of luck. We hope you get over the line.
Thanks for having us.
You've been fantastic. And as I said, look, it's great having you in. And you'll be back again.
We'll be back. Come back next Monday when we win.
We'll do it all again next week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all the guests here this evening. Up next is Mary Conroy. Talks to us. She's over there. She's the Galway girl, of course. She might play that song for you. Ivan produced, and there's Keane O'Doherty with the hand up in there. Not from a rugby stronghold in Kilmiley, but they do a bit of hurling up there, you know. You never know. He might go to Limerick. He'd love to go to Limerick. And that final, if anybody needs to know, is in Richmond. It's a 7:45. Get into your car and get up the road and support. And if you don't, back down to Tralee Rugby Club maybe afterwards. They'll be home around what, 11, 12, 1?
Half 11.
They'll hear us coming back.
Absolutely. And they'll be good cracking on. We'll do it all next week.
Well done, girl.